Parental discretion advised. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Geo's Passion, where some of the names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride.
Yo, what's up? What's up? Geo's Passion Posse, GPP and the place to be. My name is Jack. I'm bringing you this podcast from my GPP studios in Zephyr Hills, Florida. Welcome to Geo's Passion. I am your host. So I hope everybody's doing well. Like I said previously, 2023 is kicking my ass, especially for the first 6 months. I'm doing recovery and I'm making up for things that are, you know. But just when you bust your ass and start working hard, then things happen. And, you know, those of you who know me know what's up. So just recovering, getting better, and striving through things. So my portfolio, the feds raised the fund rate by 0.25, 25 basis points, which is good because it's lower than the 75 basis points they did before. And my portfolio has gotten better. So I'm only down 53%, which when you compare it to 75%, I'm doing a lot better. But I'm not really ready or completely ready to relax where I can take a break. So I'm still hustling, still busting my ass. I will say that it's been a painful task beginning of this year, but that's okay because that's how I roll. So now I will tell you, cuffing season is coming to an end, and Valentine's Day will be here next week, next Tuesday. If you have any stories, just before I was getting on to production, a buddy of mine, she sent me a text saying, hey, you know, what's up, blah, 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 and checking in, and told me that she has a story for me. So I was like, oh, okay, what's it about? And she said it's about Valentine heartbreak. A person when you... When they tell you, hey, you know, you've been going out with them for a while, I can see you marrying me and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, Valentine's around the corner and they ghost you. They peace out. And I'm like, what? You? Oh, man, I can't wait to hear this story. I can't wait to hear that story at all. So if you have a good story like that or something like that, or you want to be interviewed for the podcast, even if it's over the phone. So those of you who know me know I can do podcasts, interviews over the phone. We'll collaborate. We'll do this. If you want to hear what a phone interview sounds like, check out the episode I did with my cousin Weena B. And it's called Bees, the Devil's Advocate. And that one was done completely over the telephone and it came out good. And, you know, you'll hear it, check it out and see like, oh, okay, I can deal with that. So, I want to hear from you. All right. So if you don't want to be on a episode, you don't want to be interviewed, you can always record a greeting on the podcast. If you're listening on Anchor, all you got to do is hit the message tab and record a message. If you're on Spotify, click the episode. And then after you hit the episode, right below the green play button, you'll see a tab that says, send me a recorded message. And that's what you can do. You can send me a recorded message. On any other platform, I'm going to just put the link in the description and the message. All you got to do is copy the link, put it in the tab, and hit enter, and then it'll pop up. It'll ask you if you want to use the microphone that you currently have, which is, you know, your computer, laptop, phone, or the phone on your telephone. And just do what you got to do and send me a message. Even if it's a greeting, even if it's like, yo, what's up? Like y'all heard, and B's the Devil's Advocate. And if you haven't heard it, get to it. B sends me a greeting. She shouts out all the GPP and Geo's Passion Posse. So, you know, and you don't have to use your name. Because remember, the motto with Geo's Passion is, some names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride. So now, 2022 leading to 2023 has been crazy, and 2023 is even crazier so far. So if you're cheating, I hope you're cheating up. You know what I mean? Let's go! So crazy things have been happening with 2023 that carry it over from 2022. We already went over cuffing season, situationships, and other types of relationships. But I'm learning more and more about the truths that a friend of mine once told me. And it was a woman. It was a female. And she said this: a ring doesn't plug a hole. What? A ring don't plug a hole. I'll give you a minute to visualize that. Yes, a ring doesn't plug a hole. So now with TikTok and Instagram crap going on and all this other stuff, I've seen social media has become a reality and it's scary. Those of you who see the videos on YouTube, TikTok, it's like, what the hell has gone on with relationships and stuff like that? And you sit back and you're like, oh my God, what the hell? And you're wondering, if you're not into social media, if you're not into TikTok, YouTube, Instagram and stuff like that, Snapchat, you're probably like, what the hell does he mean? So if you're a married woman who's in a relationship or who's married and tired of living in the relationship you're in, you know, and you're bored with your man or you're bored with your woman and you're a man in a relationship and you're bored with the lifestyle you have with your partner, then something has to change. So usually, you know, you would work on it and, you know, see a psychologist, psychiatrist, a marriage counselor, stuff like that. But remember, we're in the age of social media, of TikTok, of Instagram, of, hey, I'm better. I'm a boss bitch. I'm a boss babe. And fuck men, we don't need that shit. Or if you're a man, you're like, you know what? Let me focus on me because I'm going to get my shit straight. I don't need no woman. So yeah, you got those, but you got the other ones trickling in between. So instead of changing your relationship, you end up going outside of your relationship. You go to see, is the grass greener on the other side? Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. The problem is, no matter how much you try to hide it, people know. Wait, what do you mean? People know? What? It's obvious to me the action's taking place, okay? I can tell. Other people can tell. But as a private person, I mind my own business. I'm not going to tell anybody. I'm going to keep my observations to myself. The problem is, the issue is known by other people. And other people confirm what's going on by making unwarranted comments. And when that happens, you know your business is out there. You know you're being stupid. And you know you're being careless. Why have your business in the streets? Okay. Now, the funny thing is, when people tell me, they're like, hey, yo, this and this and that and that and that and this. And I'm like, oh, I didn't know that. What? Get the hell out of here. Really? Oh, my God. That is too crazy. I know. That's funny. That can't be happening. No, that can't be happening at all. But I knew it was happening. You knew it was happening and you decided to tell me. But I knew it was happening and I decided to tell nobody. So what happens is this. I can understand in your quest to be free, you want to be hypergamous, okay? You want to go up. You want to get a person of a higher status, somebody financial stature that has more money and stuff like that. You know, someone who's a baller compared to you, all right? Someone who's driving a fancy car, someone who lives in a nice house, and someone who takes trips and stuff like that. And you see your situation and you're like, damn, you know what? If I was with that person, I'd be in a fancy car. I'd be taking those trips, you know, and I'd be living in a nice house, you know, maybe overlooking the water, you know, the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, you know, or with a pool or with a rooftop deck or something like that. Now, I can't blame men and women, you know, who they decide to pick when they're stepping out, when they're checking out green and grass, that's up to them, you know. But one thing is, someone being selected because they're too familiar or because they're familiar, it's not good. And I'm going to tell you why it's not good. Because remember that familiar model, you don't shit where you eat, okay? You don't shit where you eat. And for those of you who don't know what that means that, you know, you don't shit where you eat because it's going to stink and it's going to be nasty and it's going to be disgusting. So if you're out there looking for greener pastures and you're hanging around the same people you were hanging around before and you're just messing around with some of the other people that you know, are from the same neighborhood, from the same church, from the same, I don't know, mosque, or whatever, you know, the same sewing club, same nursing home. You know, if that's what you're doing, then, you know, people are going to know your business, because no matter how much you try, you know, if you're catching feelings on somebody, it's going to show. And I'm sure it shows, because like I said, if somebody can tell me something, or if a couple of people can tell me something that, hey, you know, this and this and that about this and this and that, and I already saw it, yo, you ain't doing a good job of hiding it, okay? What you need to do is you need to make sure your contact is minimal, okay? Make sure your contact's minimal, if any, in a setting where people know you both. Now, I'm going to give you an example, okay? This, you know, this was me years ago, okay? And I follow this pattern throughout relationships, you know, until it was a relationship where I was strong enough and you know, I wanted to let everybody know who that person was that I was with. So, example, if I'm working with someone and we end up getting involved, the last thing I'm going to do is I'm going to show up in her work area and linger. Okay, you know, you have those lingers. Let me tell you, I've seen them all. Or I'm not going to be that one who's constantly hanging out with her at lunch, or even going to lunch going with her to lunch at all. Because sometimes you see that you're like, oh, I'm supposed to take my break at noon, but can I take my break at 12:30? And yes, you can. Okay, good, good. And then the reason why you're taking your break at 12:30 is because Papito is going to lunch at 12:30. Okay. Or if you're a guy, the reason why you're going to lunch at 1 o'clock is because you could be starving as shit. You could be like hungry, like, oh, I can't make it anymore. And all of a sudden, the reason why you're going to lunch at one, even though you've been to work, been at work since 6 o'clock in the morning, is because you want to go to lunch with Mamita. Okay. You want to go to lunch with Mamita and you want to tell her jokes and you want her to laugh at your little jokes and be like, oh, you're so cute. Oh, how cute. Yeah, but no. Okay. No. What I'm going to do is I'm not going to lunch with you. I'm not going to hang out with your area at work. Okay. I'm going to make sure we leave work separately and even at different times. And on top of that, I'm going to do that so no one is the wiser. So no one knows what's going on. Because I know that I'm going to have dedicated personal time with you. Okay? And the other stuff is just giving someone an excuse to pry and start something that might end up leading to us. Okay? Losing each other. Why? Because people are going to find out and they're going to mess it up for both of us. People are going to start talking and say one person likes Papito and she finds out that Papito is messing around with you. She's going to blow up your spot. Okay. And she might get Papito fired. Or if you, if some guy finds out, like say your boss finds out that you're messing around with Mamita, but your boss likes Mamita, guess what? Your days off are going to be changed. Your hours are going to be shifted. All right. And you're going to be wondering why, what happened? But the boss is going to be like, oh no, you know, it's a business related, you know, moves that we have to do because this is, you know, busy time and stuff like that. Where at the end of the day, the boss is doing that because he wants Mamita to himself. He wants to look at her through the creepy window that he has and the shades. You know, he wants to make sure she, when she goes to lunch, he's available so he can go to lunch with her and stuff like that. So people will make it difficult. Okay. And they will mess it up for both of you. All right. Now, my coworkers wouldn't know what was going on because I wouldn't tell anyone. Okay. I won't tell anybody shit. I'm a private person. All right. If people find out something, it ain't from me. Now, if every move that you make, every date you go on, or every communication that you have with this woman that you're interested in, okay, or that you're messing with from work, school, again, you know, the public, the streets, whatever, if every communication that you have with this person or date or move is told to a mutual girlfriend, say you're messing around with a girl and one of her friends, all right, knows everything that you're doing, and this girl tells you, hey, how's your date, how was your date the other night, or yeah, so and so told me that you hit her up, or hey, this and this and that, then that's a red flag. then that's a red flag. Then you know, hey, you know what? Because if things got crazier, then and she had to know some news, you know, you, the girl that you're messing with or you're dating or whatever, smashing, if you told her something, you know, that shit wouldn't stay between you and her. She tell her friend. And if it was juicy enough or if it was something that, you know, was really effective, that other person, as good as they are, they might slip up one night, you know, drinking or partying and stuff like that. Be like, oh my God, you know what? Let me tell you, Carla was with Gio the other night and they kissed and they were hanging out and all of a sudden, Carla's ex came up and blah, blah, blah. No. You don't want somebody who's going to talk like that. And then the person that you're with, if they're talking that much, yo, that's a red flag. That's a red flag. I expect the woman that I'm with to have the same level of respect, same level of privacy as I do. Because if you want to be involved with me, then we have to have those parameters. And if you're not going to be like that, then peace out. Okay? Peace out. Because the same way you can't keep things private, and you have to tell your girlfriend, is the same way people will find out what's going on, okay? Other people will find out. And either through spite or jealousy, they'll try to mess it up. That's what I told you before. They will try to mess it up for you guys and gals. So look, I know I sound angry. I'm not angry, okay? I might sound like I'm scolding you, but I'm not scolding you. With so many options out there for you, okay? Guys and gals, so many options that you have. And the fact that you're still marketable, don't limit yourself. Because I know some 25-year-olds that are hot, and I know some 25-year-olds that look like hags. I also know some 50-year-olds and some 60-year-olds that look hotter than some 25-year-olds. I also know some 30-year-olds, some 35-year-olds that are hot. And I know some 35-year-olds and 40-year-olds that hit the wall and look like beasts, okay? So it's all about the way you maintain yourself, the way you take care of yourself. But again, there's options out there. There's options out there. So that girl or that guy who lives nearby you and the one who nobody really knows where they came from, who they are, whatever, because they don't allow their business to be put out there, those are the ones who might actually be safe for you. Okay? While you're stepping out on your lover, your relationship, or your marriage, they might be the ones who you can spend time with and be safe with, because at the end of the day, people are not going to see, you know, any public displays of affection. You know, they might go somewhere and spend time with you, you know, where other people don't know them and things like that. Now, if you need to stay in the area due to work, school, taking care of an elderly family member, I understand. Okay, I understand. I understand where someone familiar would be safe. Someone that you hang out with before, you know, would be safe. But they're not. They're not safe. I'm telling you, they're not safe. Okay? And I don't mean not safe like they're going to touch your titties. I mean, you know, or they're not safe where she's going to touch your pee-pee. No, I'm talking about they're not safe in the sense of people know both of you. They will see what's going on. And at the end of the day, the truth will set you free and the truth will come out. All right? And I don't think you're that good at hiding things. Not many people can do that. So eventually, it's going to come out, okay? It's going to come out. So there are so many unexplored places to spend time together that even if you couldn't go to the place that this person lived, I'm talking about the person who's from, you know, that not many people know, but you know what I'm saying? You know, even if you can't go to their place, you can still spend quality time with them. You can even go to a nearby friend's house who will let you hang out at their place for a little while during the day. It would all make it worthwhile because you're getting to know this person. And at that point, you realize if you want to be in another relationship or if whatever you have going on at home is just something stupid that you can fix because you realize the grass is not greener on the other side. That what you have at home, if you if you tweak it a little bit, it actually might work out. But the problem is, you just can't give up that easily, okay? Now, what would be a cherry on top of it all is making people believe you're with that person that they see you with, that familiar guy or that familiar girl that you're with every time, hanging out with groups, hanging out at streets, at church, or going to the mall with and stuff like that, that people see you in public, all right? The cherry on top would be that people believe that that's who you're smashing. Well, at the other side is that quiet guy or that quiet gal who's very, very private. They're very private, but, you know, they have a good job. They have a good house, good car. They're well established. And they'll take you places away from the mix of everybody so that, you know, people think that that guy, that familiar guy is your sneaky link, but not realizing that, you know, keep it on the down low. That other guy or that other gal who's very private is the one that's taking care of your business. So as we progress in 2023, open your options and realize that the familiar safe bet might not always be the right one. Wow. Yes. That's deep. And I'm sure it's going to get worse in 2023, 2024 and on, unless we change as a society. So GPP, I want you to be safe. I want you to take care of your business, but make sure you keep it quiet and make it nobody else's business but yours. Oh, yeah. What the hell is wrong with women? What the is wrong with women? Let me tell you my personal observations. So, this is what's going on, all right? And it might blow your mind. So this is personal observations based on a change from years to a span of a couple of months now. As with the other episodes, you know, I talk about, even the last segment, I've spoken about different types of relationships and events when it comes to trying to find someone better, something better, or at least better for the moment. Okay. So, you know, you want to grass green, try this, this, that, that's fine. But this segment is more about when people you know change drastically and do things that you'd never think they would. Or when you meet new people and realize that you need to keep your distance. Let me give you an example. Example is OnlyFans. What? OnlyFans? What the f-? Yeah, OnlyFans. So here we go. A young lady I know, let's call her Desiree. And when I say young lady, I mean she's like 25 years old. She started her OnlyFans page and, you know, hey, says each his own, like they say, you know, they want to do what they got to do. Now, this isn't something new for young ladies out there. Actually, it's grown in leaps and bounds since 2020, especially with like TikTok and you know, and feminism and the women's movement and stuff like that. So did I expect this from this young lady? No, not at all. You see, I saw the progression of Desiree, and this progression through the past couple of years has been great. She changed her life for the better to take care of her family and even her parents. Okay. So she was working a good job. She was getting pay raises. And even finally got a steady work schedule. She started hitting the gym and worked on her strength. You know, started building her body and stuff like that. Now we lost touch over the year. And even on social media, you know, we didn't reach out to any, to each other. We didn't see each other's posts and stuff like that. Until one day she liked my post that I put up on Instagram. Okay. And that happens sometimes, you know, you're on Facebook, Instagram, and all of a sudden out of nowhere, somebody pops up and goes, boom. Oh, so-and-so liked your post. Yo, damn, bro. I haven't heard from them, you know, in a long time. So I was like, all right, that's cool. That's cool. See, when we first met, it was before the thing that shall not be named in 2020. Okay. And, that's when things were open and free. Which is what Florida is. And what Florida reverted back to very quickly, but I'm not going to get into politics. So back then I was a nice guy and really cared about people and their lives more, especially if I personally knew them, you know. Then after 2020, the 2020 incident and the whole movement of the 2020 of how the U.S. changed and stuff like that, I changed. And though people who know me now would say that I'm mean and I don't put up with bullshit, I was more tolerable back then. I was more tolerable back then. And even though I was strong and steady, I still had a heart. So, I mean, I still have a heart now, you know, but I'm more cautious, more aware of things that are going on and of people and their attitudes. So, you know, there's a thing that gets me and I try to figure it out what causes people to do what they do. So this is a new thing on Instagram, okay? You can show videos to your close friends. So it's like, you know, me being a little behind in the updates, I didn't realize this, so I had to look into it. So I looked into it, and it's almost like what Snapchat has for personal viewing. You select a person or people with Instagram and add them to your close friends list. I'm like, all right, cool. So I viewed this video and was wondering why Desiree was sending me something like this. Now, all of you right now are probably saying, "Ooh, what did she send you?" Yeah. Yeah. As long as I've known her, it's crazy. So, but the video was provocative. No nudity, because I don't think Instagram allows nudity. And it was extremely sensual and showed me literally parts of her bodies and cracks that I've never seen of her since, as long as I've known her. Okay. So it was an up and close personal, catch up time. So, now knowing we haven't been in contact for over a year, this was very surprising. Okay. Very, very, very surprising. So I was like, all right. Then came the next part of the video, and this is the one that got me, and it was an OnlyFans link. And then I knew what it was all about. I was like, you done fucked up. See, I don't care about women doing OnlyFans and showing what their mama gave them, okay? But I'm not subscribing or paying for videos or pictures of you shaking your ass. I'm just not doing that. And if you really wanted me to see stuff, your stuff, because you believe we are that close, you'd put it on Snapchat where it's free. And really show me the good stuff, okay? Because that's the way Snapchat is. Snapchat allows you to see the good stuff, okay? Unlike Instagram. Or even better, make it a live viewing where I can really enjoy your dancing and booty shaking, okay? So at the end of the day, don't try to tease me with your body, your looks, and attention only to try and sell me your OnlyFans membership. Because if you thought my opinion of you starting an OnlyFans page was low, especially personally knowing you, whoo, the fact that you now want to sell me your videos and pics, show me one, you don't really know me and how I've changed. Two, you don't want to maintain a friendship and care more about the money. And three, you're lower than ever and need a Hail Mary to save any type of interaction or personal communication or relationship that you might want to have in the future, because your true colors are showing. And that's a shame. So what I'm going to tell you is, ladies, in the end, remember, there are many simps out there, okay? And for those of you who do not know what simps are simpletons. Like, in Spanish, they call them pendejos, you know? There's many simps out there who will compliment you on your Instagram. Oh my God, look at your booty. If you gave me one day, I would love you for the world. You know, or they like the pictures and go, oh my God, I love you, you know. And there's this new thing going on where women ask you to send them money on Cash App. Some stupid people actually send them money on Cash App. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me, bro? Are you really, really that stupid that you're going to send somebody some Cash App money, okay? Some hardworking money that you make, you're an asshole because you're gonna send some chicken head some Cash App. Really? Just because they asked. One girl on the video was like, and of course they show you the receipt of Cash App, because I guess I don't have Cash App, but I guess on Cash App you can see when you receive you know, an amount of money or payment or whatever, and it shows you. And it showed one guy sent this girl $500 to do her nails. Another guy sent this girl $1,000, and she wasn't even a 10. She was like a 3 at best, okay? And her nails looked like shit. It wasn't natural looking, and I was like, and that's the whole new nail thing, but I digress. Anyway, but they sent them the Cash App money, okay? And then you got the subscriptions to OnlyFans. So you got these simps who are liking and commenting on your pictures, all right? I like and comment pictures of friends that I know on social media, okay? If you're a friend of mine on social media and you're on the beach in a bikini and you're in I don't know, St. Thomas, the Maldives or something like that, and you're looking hot, I'm going to like your picture and I'm going to comment, awesome looking, great work, pays off for vacation time. Something like that, you know, I right off the top of my head. But, the thing is this. Then you got the Cash App, and then you got the OnlyFans. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And that's why a lot of men are like, you know what? Squash this. I'm going to take my money. I'm going to focus on myself. I'm going to hang out with my boys, and I'm going to have my own good time because I don't have to listen to the bitching, the moaning, and nothing like that. I'll pay for dinner for me. You understand? I'll go out. I'll have a steak. I have some wine, some lobster, some nice, creme brulee for dessert. And I don't have to spend it on somebody else. You know, I enjoy myself. Now, the other thing is, women, don't complain when you can't find a real man. Don't complain that you can't find a real man who won't use you. Okay? When everything that's special about you is already out in the public for everyone to have. So that's the thing. All your business is out there in the public. Okay? You got the nipple shots. You got the hairy bush shots. You know, you got all this other stuff. Your stuff is out there in the public. So when you can't find a real man, or you find a man and all he does is smash and leave, that's on you. Okay? And remember, the internet's forever. There's some people who got to pay, you know, millions of dollars to try to get their shit off the internet, and they still can't get it done. All right? Like Mia Khalifa, the porn star. All right? Oh, I regret going into porn. Yeah. Okay. You're going to regret making millions of dollars, but now you regret going into porn. You weren't treated well. Well, you're a hoe. And yeah, hoes need to be treated well sometimes. I guess. All right? But you made millions of dollars. And then now that you made millions of dollars, now you're out there talking about, oh, you know what? This is wrong. This is bad and whatever, whatever. So how about you take those millions of dollars that you have and give it to a woman battery shelter? You understand? Or raise more money and give it to, you know, domestic violence victims, male and female, because men are victims of domestic violence. And you see it more and more every day, especially with this whole girl power feminism thing. Men are becoming victims of domestic violence, and a woman hits a man and they expect the man not to hit them. Let me tell you, a woman hits me, I'm going to knock the fuck out of her. Okay? Why? Because there's a level of respect. I don't give a shit. There's a level of respect that you got to have. Okay? So women like these, okay, women like Desiree, it's like the saying goes, you belong to the streets. Whew, man. You know, 2023 started crazy. I'm telling you, 2023 has started crazy already. So, but look, GPP, I know you guys and gals are not like that because you're Geospatial Posse. You hold yourself to a higher standard. So I want you all to stay strong and stay the course, because that's who we are. We are GPP. And we are better than all this other trash that's out there, okay? And again, at the end of the day, thanks for everything. Until the next episode, enjoy the ride. Well, everybody, I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode of Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse. Shout out to you guys and gals. Don't forget to follow, subscribe to the podcast no matter what listening platform you're on. We're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and many more. Don't forget to follow Geo's Passion on the social media scene with Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and my YouTube videos. I'm working on getting 2,000 subscribers and followers. I am almost there. So hook a brother up, all right? Let's build Geo's Passion and the Geo's Passion Posse together. I thank you all, and remember, like I always say, some names have been changed to protect the innocent and not so innocent. Enjoy the ride. I'm Jack. I'm your host, and I'm out. Peace. Woo, let's go.